It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and today I want to talk to you about a subject that's very important to my heart, something that affects millions of people today. David speaks in Psalm 42 about depression. He's facing depression. He said this in verse 1, "As the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go to meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God?" Have you ever been in that situation, friend, where your emotions are overwhelmed and you face dark clouds and you find yourself in a deep depressed state? David goes on, and I think it's verse 5, he says, "Why is my soul so downcast? Why am I so disturbed within me?" He repeats the same thing in verse 11. "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me?" When you read this, you understand that David not only recognized that he was in this depressed state, but he doesn't even know how he got there. It shows you that many times when people are depressed, they don't even have a clue of how they got there. I'm melancholy. I'm a musician. I'm an artist. And most musicians and artists are melancholy. That means we have real mood swings. When we're high, nobody's higher. But when we're low, we have to reach up to touch bottom. That's really what makes us good songwriters, because we write with passion and emotion. David was a songwriter. He wrote the book of Psalms, or much of the Psalms. And notice how he described himself. He said, "I'm downcast and I'm disturbed." He lost his focus. He's no longer looking forward or upward, but now his heart is downcast, disturbed. Don't even know how he got there. I'm not talking today about just being discouraged or down. I'm talking about being depressed. Most people find that they get there some point in time in their life where they're depressed, and many times they don't even know what caused it. They find themselves in depression. I looked up the meaning of the word depression, and the American Psychiatric Association says this in regards to what is depression. They say depression is a common and serious medical illness that negatively affects how you feel, the way you think, and how you act. Did you know, my friend, there's an extremely accurate description of depression in the Old Testament in Deuteronomy? That's the chapter in the Bible, Deuteronomy 28, where all the curses and blessings of the law, you find those in Deuteronomy 28. And God said this in verse 65. He said, "Among those nations, you will find no repose, no resting place for the sole of your foot. There the Lord will give you an anxious mind, eyes weary with longing, and a despairing heart. You'll live in a constant suspense, filled with dread both night and day, never sure of your life. And in the morning you will say, 'If only it were evening,' and in the evening, 'If only it were morning,' because of the terror that will fill your hearts and the sights that your eyes will see." Notice how God describes these people. He says, "You're restless. Your eyes are failing. You have a despairing soul. You have an inability to think clearly, anxious and always wishing things were different." David was melancholy. He was down and he was discouraged. In Psalm 77, David's trying to explain his depression to God. And he says this in verse 7, "Will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion?" I want you to notice, friend, the depressed person here feels rejection. Even Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, he wrote about depression in the book of Proverbs. He said this in Proverbs 13, verse 12, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life." I love Proverbs 17 and verse 22. It says, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Friend, depression can lead to serious physical illness. When you're depressed, it literally can dry up your bones. And then in Proverbs 18 and verse 14, he said, "A man's spirit sustains him in sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear?" Not only does God give us a lot of scripture about depression in the Bible, but the Bible's full of people who were depressed. How about the book of Job? Job wanted to die, and his wife said, "Why don't you just curse God and die?" But in all this, the Bible says, Job sinned not. I love that about Job. Do you remember Elijah, the prophet of God that God used to raise up the widow's son from the dead? The man who called down fire from heaven? But even all these victories that he had, it still didn't prevent him from going into the wilderness and just praying that he could die. It's found in 1 Kings 19 and verse 4. It says he came to a broom tree, he sat down under it, and he prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said, "take my life. I'm no better than my ancestors." How about Jonah? He ran from the will of God, and he finally said to the people on the ship, "Just throw me overboard." You talk about a guy struggling with depression. He got mad at God when Nineveh repented and that God didn't destroy them. Surprisingly enough, even the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he's really having some downtime. And he said in verse 9, "Timothy, do your best to come to me quickly. For Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Cretans has gone to Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me." He writes to his spiritual son, Timothy, and he says, "Timothy, you got to come quickly." Depressed people are often demanding and impatient. I know that firsthand. I've been there and done that. Notice how he uses the phrase, "Only Luke is with me." Did you know depressed people often use the word "only"? Good night. Luke is a physician. What better guy to have with you in a dark, cold dungeon than Dr. Luke? When we're suffering with depression, we tend to focus on what we don't have and not on what we do have. For those of you who've never known the awful agony of depression, let me describe it to you briefly. Depression is an emotional feeling of despair and hopelessness. Sometimes you feel emotionally numb, like there's a dark cloud hanging over you. It's usually accompanied by a lack of energy or desire. You sometimes don't want to get out of bed, or you might have a hard time sleeping. You may have weight loss or weight gain, and there are times when you think about dying or suicide. Friend, depression is a serious emotional state that's not to be taken lightly. It'll kill you and those around you. I'll never forget, years ago, I was on a radio program with a local pastor, and he had me give my story about the depression I had faced in the early years of my ministry. I opened up and shared my heart with the radio audience that day. Friend, I'll never forget when I came home. My phone was ringing. My wife said, "It's been ringing ever since you went off the air." And it rang nonstop for several hours. When I would hang up the phone, someone else would call. Someone else would call. They said, "You're the preacher on the radio today. I can't believe you know how I feel." I didn't know ministers went through the same kind of feelings of depression that I have been facing, and that actually started my radio ministry. You know, I spent 25 years as a police department chaplain, and I've been called out on a number of times to deal with a suicidal person who was depressed. Many times it was over a broken relationship, a failed career, or occasionally it was over a terminal illness. Let me say right up front, I believe there are two major sources where depression comes from. One's physical, and one is spiritual. Sometimes when we don't take good care of ourselves physically, that can end up in itself bringing about a case of depression. You find it in the Bible in 1 Kings chapter 18 with the prophet Elijah. The Bible tells us that Elijah took on the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. Remember, it had not rained for like 3.5 years, and finally he sends his servant out to check for a cloud. Nothing there. He sends him out again. Nothing there. Finally he says, "Well, I see a small cloud the size of a man's hand." And Elijah tells them all, "It's getting ready to rain." He tells Ahab to hitch up your chariots, get back to the palace because it's going to rain. And I don't know if you know this, but Elijah the prophet outran Ahab and his chariots with all of his horses. And Elijah runs there on foot and he beats him there. And how far was it? It was probably 8 to 10 miles. And he outran the chariots. And oh my goodness, he was so exhausted. And the Bible tells us that that's when he went out into the wilderness and he just prayed that he could die. Physical exhaustion comes when you don't take care of your body or you don't give it the proper rest. Spiritual exhaustion and emotional exhaustion comes from not feeding our spirit man, not having rest and diet. Listen, friends, sometimes sin and guilt can lead you to be depressed. It happened to King David. He felt so guilty over his sin with Bathsheba that he said, "My sin is ever before me." And listen to him in Psalm 32. He says, "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer." Now that I've pointed out the problem, how about the solution? How do I deal with depression? I believe, first of all, we need to think prevention. Just like a disease, depression is easier to prevent than it is to cure. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul told us, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you received from God? You're not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body." Sometimes we just need to remember that we're not superhuman. Our bodies require the rest that God designed us to have. Now that we've looked at the physical side of depression, let's look at the spiritual side for the last couple of minutes here. In Psalm 32, when David messed up with Bathsheba and he was so depressed, look at what he said in Psalm 32, verse 4. "For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin." You know what ended David's depression? He acknowledged his sin and he repented. And then he experienced forgiveness, which took away his guilt. See, some people experience depression out of the guilt like David. Many times it's over an abortion, a divorce, something in your past that you've not been able to forgive yourself for. But God says, acknowledge it, and I will cast it as far as the east is from the west. Friend, to free yourself from depression, you must also change how you feel. You remember Cain in Genesis chapter 4? He was depressed. God gave him some advice that unfortunately he didn't heed, and it led to the death of his brother. In Genesis 4, verses 6 through 7, "Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast?" Same word again. "If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it." What did God say? Do right and you will feel right. See, make good decisions to deal with the very temptation to give in to depression. I know it sounds simple, but many Christians believe that they can live however they feel like and ignore God's call and plan for their life. And if you only live for yourself, friend, you will be depressed. Paul said, "If I had hope of this life only, I would be of all men most miserable." Friend, I believe today it's no accident that you tuned in to this program today. And if you're struggling with depression today, I want God to touch you right where you're at. I want you to just call out to Him and say, "God, I'm struggling with this." And God will see you through, friend. Sometimes the hardest part of getting healing in our life is admitting we need help. And today, if this program has struck a chord with you, call out to God and just say, "God, I need you in my life." If there's unconfessed sin in your heart, cry out to God and say, "God, I need your help. I want my life to change." Friend, I'm praying today that God will free you from the bondage of depression. He loves you, my friend. He really, really does. Walk in grace and be free from depression. Stop by our website at weneedgod.com and drop me a line today. Let me know you're listening.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional. He makes His mercies new every morning.